With one day to go before Election Day, you might be a little tired of all the political polls out there. So we're not going to talk about polling numbers, but we've brought in David Leonhardt, economics columnist and blogger for the New York Times, to talk about what's on the New York Times economics blog. It's asking readers to look into their crystal balls and come up with a few predictions about Tuesday's elections results and put them in a sort of prediction market. David, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be back.
Describe what prediction markets are, how they work, and why they're correct.
Well, one of the best things about prediction markets is actually how old they are. We think of them as being as having been invented with the internet, but in fact they've been around for centuries. People have been betting on the presidential election for years and years. People bet on the selection of a new pope in the 16th century. And essentially what happens is it's like the stock market. People buy and sell contracts that are tied to an event. In this case, the event would be something like John McCain wins the election. And if John McCain in fact wins the election, the contract will pay $10, and if he doesn't, it'll pay nothing.
And like credit default swaps, they're unregulated, but unlike credit default swaps, they're absolutely public.
They are public, and so they exist on the internet. So you can go to these sites, and one of the best known one is probably InTrade, and you can look at the prices of these contracts, and they tell you pretty directly what the traders think the odds are of what's going to happen. So right now, the Obama contract suggests that people think there's about an 88-89% chance he's going to win the election, and the McCain contract suggests people think there's about an 11-12% chance he's going to win the election.
Now, aside from just an idle game, why should we pay attention to this?
Well, so the question is, do we pay attention to any of this horse race stuff? And I'm an economics writer, so I spend much more of my time looking at policies and issues and stuff like that. But the horse race stuff is interesting and fun as well, as long as you keep it in its proper perspective. And one of the nice things about these prediction markets is they try to synthesize all that poll information that's out there. And they really, over the last few years, have an incredibly good record. And I want to be clear, their record is not perfect, and they're only odds. So just because there's a greater than 50% chance likelihood of something doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time. But in 2004, these prediction markets had greater than 50% odds on every state that Bush actually won and the flip for Kerry. So if you looked at a state in 2004 and said, oh, there's a 60% chance George Bush is going to win it, he won that state. The same thing happened in 2006 with the Senate race, and it was really interesting on election night in 2006. If you had been following the odds on InTrade, because they change over the course of the night, just like market prices change in the stock market, you actually would have been ahead of the TV networks. The TV networks were about an hour behind InTrade's odds in figuring out the Democrats, in fact, were going to take back the Senate. So what we did is we took some of these odds and we invited our readers. There's no money involved whatsoever, but we invited our readers to come onto our site and make some guesses based on their odds. And we said we'll give the winner a little bit of glory, and that's what we're giving out. It's also an attempt to test actually how good these odds are. I'm curious to see whether our readers are actually really good at sussing out the odds that are not realistic.
Well, specifically, you've got a list of questions on the economics website that announces this game, and you have to answer three questions and a tiebreaker in order to play. What kinds of questions are people going to be asked to answer?
So there are a couple of obvious ones, like who's going to win.
Right.
And so if you pick John McCain and he does win, you get almost 7 points, whereas if you pick Barack Obama and he wins, you only get 1.2 points because, again, the odds are different.
Got it.
But there are also some curveball ones, like will Bob Barr, the independent candidate, get more or less than 1% of the vote? Will voter turnout be less than or greater than 65%? We do about 7 swing states in the presidential election, and we do about 7 Senate races, the ones that people are really focused on, like Kentucky, where Mitch McConnell, the Republican incumbent, is still very much a favorite, so you'd get fewer points if you pick him and he wins than if you pick Lunsford, his Democratic challenger, and Mississippi with a special election. And in some ways, one of the most interesting Senate races, I don't know if you all have talked about this angry debate yesterday, but the Minnesota Senate race between Norm Coleman, the Republican incumbent, and Al Franken, the Democratic challenger.
Yeah, not a lot of laughs there.
No.
Now, is it possible for you to track bizarre scenarios? In other words, does voting occasionally come in and spike on strange things like, you know, Osama bin Laden is president or you know, who knows?
Yes. And it's really hard to know how much to make of this. Was this just a complete fluke or not? But this site doesn't just do political contracts, and there are other sites like it. It also does some other things. It does the Oscars, and it had a contract for a while. This is obviously before he was captured. Will Saddam Hussein be captured or killed? And in the days before Saddam Hussein was captured, the price of the contract really changed, and it spiked from about 9% to about 30%. I think he had to be captured by the end of that calendar year.
Now, could that have been because soldiers were playing it from Iraq?
I mean, anything's possible. So that's the idea here. The idea here is that if you have enough money moving around in these markets, someone who actually has knowledge, whether it's soldiers or whether it's someone in back here in the Pentagon or who knows what, is actually going to be trading this stuff.
All right. So basically, David, we want you to violate all of your journalistic ethics, okay, and find out if any of the McCain staffers are playing the game for the Obama side, okay? And then disclose them to us exclusively? Could you do that for us?
Well, that's really interesting because the price, the McCain price on Intrade
5 seconds
was much higher than anywhere else.
Wow.
And people think McCain supporters were bidding it up.
The game is on the New York Times website. David Leonhardt joins us. He's economic columnist for the New York Times. Bid on the election.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.